countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Before we go, Voices from the Land is a new anthology of Irish writing inspired by farming life. The collection includes poems, essays and short fiction and is edited by novelist Ryan Dennis, currently writer-in-residence at Maynooth University. Now, the book will be launched next week, and details of the launch and how you can get the book are on themilkhouse.org/voices. That's Ryan Dennis's own website. So, from Voices from the Land, let's listen to a poem now by Michael Durack. Michael grew up on a mixed farm near Bird Hill in County Tipperary. He reflects a hard day's work on the farm in the company of his father. In his poem, Handiwork.
We mended fences, my father and I, during the off-season in the well field. Now, whether good fences made good neighbours or merely kept our cows out of a hern's meadow, it didn't much matter. He stood on a boundary ditch, half-sliced angry whitethorns with his billhook, bent them to his will, trained them across gaps. Come nighttime, his rough hands chafed, infested with splinters and micro-thorns. He handed me a sewing needle, deferring to my keen eye and sure touch. I eased the needle's point under the skin, probing, pinching, nudging, until I had teased the buggers out. He never flinched. I had his unconditional trust. The barbed wire fences were another thing. The strands of wire, stapled to stakes, he cut and shaped and rammed into the earth using no mallet, but the blunt iron of a heavy crowbar. I balanced each paling post between my hands, braced for the impact, praying he'd not miss, knowing he never would. Handiwork of long ago, my frail hands at his mercy, his coarse hands in my care.